Joining us on the WBGO Journal is Elise Zimmerman, the Executive Director of the Partnership for Maternal and Child Health of Northern New Jersey. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
A big event coming up very close to us, the Robert Treat Hotel right down the street. June 2nd is a very important conference on black infant mortality. Now, one of the important things that we wanted to talk to you about, Elise, is this is not a new issue. This has been something that's been around for many years. In fact, it was more than 20 years since that Blue Ribbon Panel was created under the Whitman administration to address the issue. How far have we come from that spot?
Well, the good news, Doug, is that there's been improvement in the number of black infants who expire before their first birthday. But the bad news is that the rate with which white babies die has come down infinitesimally more quickly. So the disparity continues to remain between black and white births.
Do we have any idea why?
Yeah, there are many different hypotheses. This is being researched. One concern is the effects of stress and racism. This is no small matter because when a woman's body is under pressure, she produces increased levels of cortisol, which bring the baby out of the uterus early. And the earlier a baby is born, the more likely the baby will be suffering from lung immaturity, issues with breathing, issues with sight. There are a host of problems when a child is born too small or too early.
So then the role of the partnership in all this, tell us what specifically is being done and what you hope will be accomplished at the conference.
Sure. The conference combines individuals who are neonatologists, obstetricians, policy advocates, Department of Health at a number of different levels. And what we're trying to do is get a conversation going. We know that a healthy pregnancy requires a woman to be healthy before she becomes pregnant. It's particularly important for black women. They need to be aware that this statistic is out there that their baby could potentially be in jeopardy. It's hard to imagine, but if you could fill the room, Doug, with 1,000 babies, if you see the door and think about the fact that 8 of those babies will not make it through that door to their first birthday, it's a huge visual. And it's a tragedy, not only for the parents and the grandparents, but their religious institution, for the community. That's a significant loss. And in comparison to that, there's only approximately 3 babies who are white who won't make it out that door. So that's what we're talking about the disparity. There's too much death in the black community, and it applies to infants as well as the elderly.
Now, we're talking more than just SIDS, too, right?
Oh, yes. SIDS is a contributor, but it's not the only contributor. There are deaths that have a result from the fact that the mom did not realize that smoking is going to compromise the lungs of the baby. The mom could be chronically depressed before she became pregnant and doesn't realize that not taking care of that depression may lead her to not want to eat, and so she doesn't have proper nutrition. But the reality is that no one knows the number one reason why black infants die more frequently than their white counterparts. But I can share this with you. What's amazing to me is that socioeconomic status does not account for the difference, for the disparity. So if you have a very well-to-do black woman who becomes pregnant, she is married, she has a huge income, and she's Ivy League educated, she too is at risk of losing her infant because stress knows no boundaries. Issues that impact on your hormones are regardless of what you're doing for your profession. It is impacted by where you live. Where you live has an impact on your health. But again, your health going into the pregnancy is just as important, or perhaps even more important, than your prenatal health for that 9-month period.
We're speaking with Elise Zimmerman, the executive director of the Partnership for Maternal and Child Health of Northern New Jersey. You and so many others that are involved in this issue, how frustrated are you? Or are you encouraged that there are different signs that maybe things can be found out?
I'm encouraged because as I was walking over here today for the interview, I thought about how difficult it was for anybody to care 20 years ago. And I think issues of race are now more openly discussed, and the issues of racism are not being censored out of reports that we could potentially write about and discuss. So I'm looking forward to this conference because I think that we've reached a point in society when we can talk about the fact if we want to look like a healthy society, we can't continue to have this raging disparity in who lives and who dies.
It's not just the responsibility of mothers, but fathers and someone who's going to be in the child's life. So they're all contributing factors here. You're not just looking for a full room of women, right?
No, you're absolutely right. We're actually looking for a full room of healthcare professionals, which means individuals who go out into the community, who are outreach workers, so they understand the pressures that a Black family is under. We're looking for Black obstetricians and family health physicians, because they need to know that as much as we like to say everyone should be treated equally, in reality, if I were an obstetrician and a Black woman came to me and said that she was spotting or she was having bouts of nausea and she couldn't eat, that would signal to me that I need to pay attention because I know that there's a higher likelihood that she might lose her baby.
Elise, can you give us a story of hope, someone that you educated, someone that you've talked to that has come back to you and say, you know, thank you so much for making me aware of what could be happening and that I'm, you know, I've worked on my health and I have a healthy baby because of what you do with the partnership?
Well, I can share with you a bittersweet story, and that is that a number of Black women, and I'm talking about professional Black women, have had a pregnancy loss, and they thought that that was because of something that they did wrong personally, and they didn't want to share it. So the fact that the partnership has embraced this issue of disparity for the last 20-plus years, it's given individuals who have experienced loss in the Black community a forum to talk to others who have lost babies, to share strategies for remaining healthy. And when, in fact, women will have a subsequent healthy pregnancy, the sad part, Doug, is that they don't forget about the infant that they've lost. So they will still come back because one of the other areas that the partnership is strong in is helping women with grief. Because I'm a hospital administrator by training, hospitals are not designed to do follow-up care. Yes, we may call you and find out if you're feeling better, if you have any immediate problems post-discharge, but we're not interested and we don't have the resources to follow you in terms of if you're feeling depressed, have you connected with a mental health profession? If you're not able to access food, do you know where you can get to a food pantry? The partnership is a resource. I'm not in clinical medicine. I don't practice, but I do have a physician who works for me, a huge number of master's-prepared nurses, social workers, outreach workers, who are all, we have about 130 people throughout northern New Jersey, to be able to provide information to consumers. As you pointed out so appropriately, those consumers can be physicians themselves. They don't necessarily know. In fact, when you asked about an example, I have a legislator who came to me and said, I thought I was exempt as a Black woman who went to law school. I didn't anticipate that I would suffer a loss. This issue knows no boundaries in terms of poverty. If a white woman is poor and a Black woman is poor, they both have a higher chance of experiencing a fetal or infant loss. But if a Black woman is wealthy and a white woman is wealthy, the Black woman still has a higher chance of experiencing a tragic loss where the white woman does not. that seems to be inequitable. So to me, I can share with you individual stories, but to me, the positive part is that by voicing this issue consistently for the last two decades, I've received so much appreciation. In fact, one of the churches in Irvington recognized me, and it brought tears to my eyes because she said, "You've done more for the Black community in terms of teaching us about the risk that we endure in terms of losing our new generation." And that's what it's all about. I'm a public health professional first. And so I think from a humanitarian point of view, from a medical point of view, from a societal point of view, this is an issue that has to be dealt with.
How about those who want to get involved, if we have professionals or whatnot, who want to know more about the getting involved with the conference? Where do they go? What do they do?
Okay, well, one easy way is to go onto our website, which is thepartnershipmch.org, www, in the beginning. And our phone number is 973-268-2280, and extension 167 is our office manager.
Now, this is being held at the Robert Treat Hotel on Park Place in Newark, but it could just as well be held in Jersey City, Paterson, places like that, right, when it comes to where these major cities are in New Jersey that we have this disparity.
Yeah, well, the disparity is not only New Jersey-wide, it's nationwide. And there are many different states that are taking a very aggressive look at this. The trouble for me is that as a New Jersey citizen, we have either the worst disparity or the second to worst disparity. It's embarrassing for me to go to a public health conference and have been, as you well pointed out, been working on this issue for such a long time, and still the disparity remains.
Elise Zimmerman is the executive director of the Partnership for Maternal and Child Health of Northern New Jersey, along with the SID Center of New Jersey's upcoming conference in June on Black infant mortality. It will focus specifically on New Jersey, but as Elise has mentioned, this is not only just for this state, but it is throughout the nation. Elise, thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
I really appreciate the opportunity.